Bridget Jones's Diary by Helen Fielding, read by Tracy Bennett. New Year's resolutions. I will not drink more than 14 alcohol units a week. Smoke. Waste money on pasta makers, ice cream machines or other culinary devices which we'll never use, books by unreadable literary authors to put impressively on shelves, exotic underwear, since pointless as have no boyfriend. Behave sluttishly around the house, but instead imagine others are watching. Spend more than earn. Allow intray to rage out of control. Fall for any of the following: alcoholics, workaholics, commitment phobics, people with girlfriends or wives, misogynists, megalomaniacs, chauvinists, emotional fuckwits or freeloaders, perverts. Get annoyed with Mum, Una Alconbury or Perpetua. Get upset over men, but instead be poised and cool ice queen. Have crushes on men, but instead form relationships based on mature assessment of character. Bitch about anyone behind their backs, but be positive about everyone. Obsess about Daniel Cleaver, as pathetic to have a crush on boss in manner of Miss Moneypenny or similar. Sulk about having no boyfriend, but develop inner poise and authority, and sense of self as woman of substance, complete without boyfriend, as best way to obtain boyfriend. I will stop smoking. Drink no more than 14 alcohol units a week. Reduce circumference of thighs by 3 inches, i.e. 1.5 inches each, using anti-cellulite diet. Purge flat of all extraneous matter. Give all clothes which have not worn for 2 years or more to homeless. Improve career and find new job with potential. Save up money in form of savings. Post-start pensions also. Be more confident. Be more assertive. Not go out every night, but stay in and read books and listen to classical music. Give proportion of earnings to charity. Be kinder and help others more. Eat more pulses. Get up straight away when wake up in mornings. Go to gym 3 times a week, not merely to buy sandwich. Put photographs in photograph albums. Learn to program video. January. Sunday, 1st of January. 9 stone 3. But post-Christmas. Alcohol units 14, but effectively covers 2 days as 4 hours of party was on New Year's Day. Cigarettes 22, calories 5,424. Noon. London. My flat. Ugh. The last thing on earth I feel physically, emotionally or mentally equipped to do is drive to Una and Geoffrey Alconbury's New Year's Day turkey curry buffet in Grafton Underwood. Geoffrey and Una are my parents' best friends and, as Uncle Geoffrey never tires of reminding me, have known me since I was running round the lawn with no clothes on. My mother rang up at 8:30 in the morning last August bank holiday and forced me to promise to go. She approached it via a cunningly circuitous route.
Oh, hello, darling. I was just ringing to see what you wanted for Christmas.
Christmas?
Would you like a surprise, darling?
No, I bellowed. I don't. Oh, sorry, I mean,
I wondered if you'd like a set of wheels for your suitcase. Why don't I get you a little suitcase with wheels attached? You know, like air hostesses have. Do you want it in navy on red or red on navy?
Mum, it's 8:30 in the morning. It's summer. It's very hot. I don't want an air hostess bag.
I'll tell you what. Why don't Jamie, Daddy and I all club together and get you a proper big suitcase and a set of wheels?
Is there anything you'd like for Christmas? I said desperately, blinking in the dazzling bank holiday sunlight.
No, no, she said airily. I've got everything I need. Now, darling, she suddenly hissed, you will be coming to Geoffrey and Una's New Year's Day turkey curry buffet this year, won't you?
Ah,